Brody.
Mons.
Initially, I didn't believe that my chiropractor was any good, but now I stand corrected.
Oh, no. That's good.
And welcome back to another episode of Good Always. I'm your co-host, Monty Nath. I thought we'd introduce ourselves
you
today.
You are my co-host.
No, co-host and co-host.
All right.
It's not hosting co-host.
I think it is.
I'm one of your hosts. There you go, Monty Nathan. And I'm joined by my good friend, work colleague, Brody Mack. Brody.
Thank you.
How pleasure are you this morning?
Your acquaintance again. Very good this morning. It's a lovely morning here in. I was just looking out the window to say lovely morning, and it's just really grey skies. And
it has been the last few days, unfortunately.
Yeah, but it is actually really nice. It's quite a refreshing way to start the morning, and I feel really good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, actually. Yeah, had a few coffees today already, which is nice.
I can tell.
Yeah,
pretty much jumping on the chair.
Damn, yeah, gotta stop doing that during podcasts.
Yeah, shakes the table. Shake and bake, baby.
But we're back. Another episode of our slightly more regular now podcast. Good always.
You're welcome to all those people that asked to do it more regularly. All two of us.
Yep, you and me.
Yeah, literally. We're back and with our brand new Facebook page.
Ooh, woo! No way.
Yeah, still trying to figure out how to work it. But it's there. So go and like it and tell your friends and family to join our family.
Join our little two-person Good Always podcast family.
Yeah. You and me.
Just to clarify, it's no one else.
Oh, there's yet. The 111 people that are following us on Facebook.
111?
And the 100 and...
That's gone up.
One or two? I think 103, actually, that are following us on Instagram. So, yeah.
It's great. Yeah, huge. Get around it. If you want to be involved in the podcast, let us know. We'd love to have some guests, some help.
Yeah.
Please help us.
The better word.
We still really don't know what we're doing here.
Not at all. Not at all. What have you got for me, Monty?
Well, the first thing I believe that you've got for us, Brody, if you read the notes for the day, is we love doing a quiz here at the Good Always podcast, and I believe you've got a good one for us this morning.
I do. Once again... Just getting the page loading. But once again, from our friends at the Sydney Morning Herald, smh.com.au.
Yep.
Check my name. The super quiz.
Yes.
There is 15 questions, but we can we can do as many as we want, really. How many do you want to do?
10.
10.
Yep.
Okay. Well, the first five are ranked as beginner.
Okay.
The second set of five are ranked as intermediate.
Let's get three from each, so we'll build up
so
a little bit more.
So we get 9.
Yep.
Yep.
That's not 10.
Okay. All right. And I will also write down the answers.
Right.
Somewhere. There we go. Question number one, Monty.
And just to clarify, you can't see these answers either, can you?
Not at the moment.
Great.
No. There. Good clarification there. Question one. Alice followed what creature down the hole into Wonderland in 1865?
Ooh, got it. Old book. It's a rabbit, isn't it?
I believe so.
Let's put rabbit down and hope. Seems like a beginning question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Okay.
Peter Rabbit, I think it was.
Peter. Don't know the guy's name, but...
Question number two, which is actually number four on the list...
Yep.
This is very confusing because now we're going to keep track of everything. What colour is the rock lapis lazuli?
Do you know this one?
Nope.
I believe it's like a deep blue from recollection.
Have you seen lots of lapis lazuli?
I've seen it all the time. I was going to say blue. It could be like a purple because I am severely colourblind.
Are you saying blue because of the game Minecraft?
No. That is a great point, though. It is blue in Minecraft.
Because that's the first thing that came to my mind, but I reckon that they have it wrong.
You're saying that Minecraft's inaccurate? I feel like I've seen it in another book somewhere.
Surprise, you can't punch a tree and get
what?
Four stacks of wood.
Tune into episode 8 and we'll prove that wrong. I'm just going to say blue. I know that it's...
Blue.
I feel like I've seen it somewhere else. Maybe I haven't.
Blue. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Question number three, but also six.
Yep.
A slang term for FBI agents. What does the G stand for in G-Man?
What does G-Man mean?
Well, that's the question. That is in fact the question. What does the G stand for?
Do you have any idea what this even means?
Huh?
Do you have any idea what this even means?
I'm going to say gentle.
Great. You're a bit of a G-Man, Brody.
Thank you, mate.
Gentle.
Lock it in.
Man. Question four?
Yep.
Are we still... So we're moving on beyond beginners now?
We're on intermediate.
Ooh, okay.
Here you go. Intermediate number two, but question four. But actually, question number eight. Kippers are salted or pickled, smoked what?
What?
That's the
what was the first word again?
Kippers.
Kippers?
K-I-P-P-E-R-S.
Oh my. I've never heard the word kippers before. What are you thinking?
I want to say fish.
Like little fish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, kipper.
Like a sardine.
I can see it being, yeah. I definitely thought animal product of some sort, so fish sounds
I've just written down kippers. Great. It's actually fish. Well done. What is Australia's largest terrestrial national park?
Wow. Okay. I don't know that many national parks outside of WA, to be honest with you. What's a big national park? Over near, you'd assume it's somewhere around Sydney, right?
Would you?
Maybe I wouldn't.
Queensland.
To
be fair, I don't know what terrestrial means. I'll tell you. Hang on.
Really?
Earthy. There
yes.
You go.
Like on the land.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Well, then.
So, yeah, okay. What do we say?
I don't know. The only one that comes to mind is John Forrest National Park.
Great. Lock it in.
JF.
I don't think that's a very big park, but that's right.
It's pretty, yeah, huge. Next one. What change to the tennis scoring system was introduced at the Wimbledon Championships in 1971? This is definitely up your alley.
Definitely a Monty question. As a keen sportsman, Brady, what are you thinking here?
Deuce.
Ah, are you sure about that?
Nope.
Okay.
It's just, yeah.
The confidence by which you said it, really.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping that's going to get me over the line.
Yep.
I think that is... Oh, that's eight questions.
One more question.
Do you want... good point. What one do you want from? Do you want it from the easy, intermediate, or advanced?
Surely advanced, right? Finish it off. What's the 15th question?
Okay.
Yep.
According to Geoscience Australia, how long is mainland Australia's coastline to the nearest 1,000 kilometres?
Oh, no.
You asked the question.
I did.
You have to answer.
What would you guess? I would have no clue. A
couple million, surely?
Millions?
I don't know.
It'd be in the thousands. Oh. Hundreds of thousands. Maybe 124,000.
You got it. 124... That just seems really... Like, writing that down, that number seems really small.
Well, we'll find out. Let's pause it, Brody. You tabulate the votes, and we'll come back in a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
Great.
So, question number one
was,
Alice followed which creature down the hole to Wonderland in 1865? We said rabbit. The correct answer is the white rabbit, so I'm going to give us a tick there.
Was his name Peter, does it say?
No, it just says the white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll assume
Peter.
Which I
think is old-timey for Dwight. Question two was, what colour is the rock lapis lazuli?
What?
A bit of contention on this one.
There was a bit of Minecraft-based contention.
Yeah,
first time ever
on the
podcast.
If they were lying to us or not. Mm. We said blue.
Yep.
The correct answer, blue.
Hey, Minecraft, you've saved us again.
They never lie. Those... Yeah, those weird square people. A slang term for FBI agents. What does the G stand for in G-Man? We said gentle.
Yep.
For gentlemen.
I have a feeling we were wrong.
We were pretty close. It does start with G. It is government.
Government man. Okay.
Which makes sense.
That does make a lot more sense than gentleman. But I'm going to start using the term G-man to refer to nice guys these days.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, you're a G-man.
Thanks, bro. You were expecting me to say it back.
Yeah, I was expecting you.
You dirty dog. Right, question.
Let's call me a dirty dog. Yep. That's a bit rude.
Question four. Kippers are salted or pickled, smoked. What? We said fish. I said fish.
You said fish.
And you're welcome, because it is, in fact, fish.
Oh,
in brackets,
really?
Herrings.
I did say small fish. I clarified. So, teamwork.
Sure.
Dream work.
To the middle.
We're actually doing better than I thought, but we're moving into the difficult questions now. So,
yeah,
we're one day maybe we'll get like a 50% win.
Hey?
Have to celebrate the day we get 50% right in a quiz.
We can't. There was 9 questions. What is Australia's largest terrestrial national park? After discovering what terrestrial means, being earthy, we said, and I'm going to say we said it because I said it, John Forest National Park.
Yep.
It was, in fact, Kakadu.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. We should have known.
Yeah, big time.
Big time.
The next one, question 8. What change to the tennis scoring system was introduced at the Wimbledon Championships in 1971? We said Juice Monty. It was the tiebreak. Oh. So sorry.
Damn it. You were so
thinking
confident
back,
too.
That does make sense.
Does it?
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's
thinking
not
back to when
to
I
us
watched
now.
Tennis in 1971. And finally,
yep.
Our most contentious of the lot, according to Geoscience Australia, how long is mainland Australia's coastline to the nearest 1,000 kilometres?
I was very wrong.
You said 124,000.
Doesn't sound.
I said that was way too short.
I think you might be right. Yep.
The correct answer, 35,821.
You threw me off. I was going to guess in the thousands, remember?
Well, yeah, technically you did.
And you were going to guess, what, 40 million?
Yeah.
No concept of distance.
Well, I can't
say. It doesn't seem like a lot, does
it? Along the coast.
I was thinking in my mind, I was like, when last time I drove down to Denmark, it's 400 km.
Here we go.
You know? 500 km. That's a pretty big drive.
That's a big drive. That's a hefty drive.
That's an earthy drive.
No, it's a hefty.
Terrestrial drive. Anyway.
Yep.
So what's that total score, Brody?
Out of 9 questions.
Out of 9. Did we pass?
We got 4. We were half.
No!
Point.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's 2 for 2 of losses. Yeah.
Did we lose the last one as well?
I'm almost certain we did. We did poorly. We'll double check that, but I'm pretty sure we're at a 2 for 2 at the moment.
Oh, well.
Next time we get a guest on, we've got a.
Got to do the quiz. Definitely. The quiz. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Next time, you meant the one time we have, if we ever have a guest. That's it.
That's it. Brody.
Yes.
Ah, there he is.
I just wanted to hear my name one more time from you.
So, I've got a bit of a... I wouldn't say it's a challenge, because it's not really a challenge for you, but...
Here we go.
I've got a task for you.
Is it something to do with me using my diaphragm?
In a way, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's we've talked a lot about storytelling in this podcast. Seems to be a pretty important part of our lives.
Yep.
And one thing that you are notorious for, Brody, that we've talked about several times, is your ability, as we've done in several great segments, such as Storybory, your ability to make a realistically short story into a very long, very drawn out and arguably very well described story.
Thank you.
It's not... Yeah, okay. Yep. So I've got a challenge for you. I'm going to tell a story to you.
Okay.
It's going to be a very short story.
Okay.
As short as it needs to be. And your
job
is to...
Is that up for debate?
That's exactly it. And your job is to take my realistically short story...
Yep.
...and turn it into a Brody story.
A good story.
Just to see the skill that it takes to turn what it could be a short story into why is this going so long? Why is he still talking? Does he need to mention
this
that?
This guy's so entertaining.
Now, I think it'll be engaging. Difficult. But I've chosen topics that you are familiar with.
Oh, good. Sport.
Yep.
Great. Actually.
No.
Oh, then I'm screwed.
So here's my version of the story, Brody.
Tell me.
The other day, went to go get a coffee from Academy in Claremont Quarter.
I love that you're shouting out a business already. That's great. It is a very, it's so far you've done really well on the Brody Mac front. Sorry.
So you're making my story longer now. That's not what you're supposed to do. Let me tell the story.
Sorry.
Went to Academy to buy a coffee and I ordered a dirty chai, but unfortunately they were out of oat milk. So I decided to go for almond milk. And that's the story. It's short, it's simple, and it's a real story. I think that was less than 10 seconds.
Yeah, it was.
If I exclude your interruption.
And how boring. Like, what a shocking part to add to a podcast. That's just, I had a coffee the other day and they didn't have the milk I wanted. Well,
obviously, it had to be a short story. So
yeah, I know. I'm glad that I'm the one that is doing the stories because, yeah. You're welcome. Everyone that's listening, you are welcome that I'm here to entertain the masses and this guy's here to push buttons because, honestly.
Push buttons?
It would be.
That's rich. You would know how to push a button.
Can I ask questions about your story to add some juice into mine?
Sure, sure.
When was it?
Tuesday, 10 a.m.
Okay. And am I telling the story on your, like, as your point of view?
Pretend it was you that was going to do this.
Pretend I was you.
Sure.
Okay.
Any other questions? Or are you ready to tell a long story?
I'm ready to tell an engaging and entertaining story.
We'll see.
You're setting a timer.
I'm setting a timer.
Right. So, Monty.
Brody.
The other day, I was at work and had a couple of classes free.
Yep.
Didn't have to teach and sat in the office for a bit and doing what I normally do in the office, nothing. And at one point, I thought to myself, I could really kill some time here. And so got up on Google Maps, the nearest cafe, and it saw that it was Tipica. And thought, it's a bit mainstream, need to spice it up a little bit. And which gave me an idea when I thought I needed to spice it up because I knew that there's this particular drink, hot beverage, that involves a little bit of spice itself. And so I walked over, heard really good things about this cafe called Academy outside Claremont Quarter. I walk on over with a real strut, as I normally do, because puff the chest out a little bit. I walk over, scan in using the Safe WA app because I'm responsible. Going in, excited for an oat milk dirty chai. Built it up in my head. This is going to be the best oat dirty chai I've ever had in my life. Super excited. It's going to give me the energy and it's going to motivate me to do my work when I get back to the office, which you probably don't actually do. Get in there. Lovely lady behind the counter. What can I get you, sir? Can I get an oat dirty chai? She goes, yeah, sure. Only thing is we don't have oat milk. We've run out this morning.
Why don't you say yeah, sure then?
Because you can get the dirty chai still. That's
right. Right.
Is there another milk preference that you would like? And given that, you know, there's so many out there, you took a moment, really thought about what's going to be the best fit for your body on that day. It's
jumping, between tense a little bit, but that's all right. You're going from me to you to me.
Yep, true. And I thought, what's going to be the best fit for my body? What's going to really get me through the day? What's going to feel good? And there was just no other option than the almond milk. And so I said, yeah, I'll get a dirty chai with almond. She said, do you want it filthy? And you said, no thanks, just dirty, thank you. She made it and took it back. It was pretty good. It wasn't the same as the oat milk, but it was spicy as I wanted. And still got a little bit of a hint of a nuttiness from the almond milk as well. And the rest of the day was pleasant. The end.
Wow, Brady, as the applause rises up behind you, you've managed to tell a 10-second story in 2 minutes and 49
seconds. That is a great effort. Plus your interruptions.
And you know what's crazy? Is that the substance of the story didn't change.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Well done.
It's a bit of context, a bit of background, a bit of feeling involved in this one.
Yours was
storyboarding, I tell you that much.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. It's 10 seconds of my life I'm never going to get back.
You might find this hard to believe, but you don't get any time back.
Well.
Yeah.
Philosophical.
Anyway, Brady, well done.
Thanks, mate.
You're a great storyteller.
Yeah. You're a glorified bullshit artist, is what you are. So, Monts, the other episode,
mm-hmm.
as in two episodes ago,
yep.
We talked about, which I, by your face, I can tell why it's hard to remember because it was 6 years ago. We talked about asking for help.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Great.
We were second. So young.
We were so young. Yep.
Yeah. Your hair wasn't grey yet.
Yeah, you had hair. So, whack.
That's quick for me.
Yeah, thanks. We talked about asking for help, and it's all well and good to talk about that and to encourage people to ask for help, but it's not always easy to be the one to put your hand up and say, I'm struggling and I need some support. And so I want to talk about kind of the flip side, I guess, in being a good mate and checking in with people. We're both passionate about check-ins and checking with each other. We check in quite regularly.
We
try and see how each other are going, and try and support each other as best we can. But I know that it's not a sort of a natural skill for a lot of people. And so I want to talk about it a little bit. First thing I want to say is that check-ins don't always have to be a doom and gloom thing. They can be checking in on how you went at footy the other day, or, you know, how's the new car going, or whatever, right? It doesn't always have to be focusing on a significant struggle in that person's life. But you do get to build a really good, or strengthen a relationship when you do talk about significant hardships. We say, we have a saying that shared vulnerability creates a really strong community. And so I want to talk about that. The first thing around checking in is to ask the question, obviously, of how are you going? Are you okay? Even if your mate has said something over message or something that's kind of slipped under the radar a little bit, maybe even making a mental note of it, sitting down, having coffee or something and saying, you know, you talked about you're really struggling at work at the moment. How's that going? Like, what support do you need? And so, yeah, asking without judgment, asking without, you know, thinking you know the answer. Just asking for the sake of wanting to hear what's really going on. Anything to add on that one?
No, I think you're explaining it really well.
Cool. Thanks, man.
I agree.
Great.
Obviously.
You know what? Don't agree.
No, you should not do it. So, which leads into part two of genuinely listening to the answer. Not being on your phone, not trying to listen to solve the problem for someone, but listening to really make them feel heard, to make them feel safe and comfortable, you know, and listening just to be there and be present in that. Not, yeah, as I said, not trying to solve the problem, not trying to find the answers for them, just being a listening ear.
One of the biggest things for me to add onto that, like the thing that probably makes me feel the least heard these days is when I'm talking to someone. I don't like talking to someone when they're just on their phone.
Yeah.
And I've got people I've talked to before where they're messaging other people while I'm trying to talk about something. And I'm like, this is not a space where I feel safe, vulnerable. Like,
Are they talking about me?
I know. It just feels awful. And I think the thing that's the saddest about it is the people I'm talking to probably don't realize what they're doing is quite harmful to a relationship. Yeah. But yeah, it's one of my pet peeves, unfortunately, is that phone usage when you're trying to check in.
Yeah, definitely. The next point is, and again, I'm saying not to solve the problem, but if they do genuinely need help and need support, is to encourage them to seek that out. And even, you know, if you're sitting there after they finish talking and start Googling and trying to find the correct support for them, whether that be getting them to a GP to get a mental health plan or booking them to see a counsellor, whatever. Yeah, really encouraging them to reach out further to a trained professional so that they can, leading back to our initial point, ask for help. They're my kind of big ones there. Yeah. And as I said before, it doesn't always have to be something that's really like the biggest hardship or the most significant challenge in a person's life, but just to reach out and have conversations with people that you might not have. I know that from my experience in being really open about mental health and sharing pretty much vulnerably all the time, I found that people come up to me and share stories to me that they haven't told people for 4 years, 5 years. Some guys have told me stories that they've been sitting on for the last 20, 30 years. You know, so it's, we need to change that culture around mateships of, you know, always being laughy and jokey and
absolutely
not having any real substance. And yeah, like I think we actually, and bringing it back to the phone use, we're actually a very disconnected country. We're a very lonely country. When I was at the Resilience Project presentation the other day, yep, there's another reference to our friends. He was talking about how we're the second or third most lonely country ranked, like after a genuine study.
Jeez.
You know, and the study asked these two questions. How many people do you know well, and how many people could you turn to in a crisis? And the list, we were second behind Greenland or Iceland or something like
that. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Which is, you know,
a tiny country.
Yeah. And we're such a privileged country as well. Like, we have so much going for us. But we're one of the most lonely countries in the world.
Wow.
So check in on your mates, really reach out and see how each other's going, really strengthen that relationship with each other. And yeah, don't be afraid to go away from the norm of your regular meetups if you're at a cafe or at a pub or whatever, and yeah, really see how each other's going.
I think it's such an important topic. I mean, that's the whole reason we started this podcast, really, because we found ourselves checking in and talking about the tough stuff all the time. So we thought, let's record it, you know, let's get it out there.
So
I think that you're spot on. And if we can encourage anyone to check in with their mates properly and well and in a meaningful way, then I think we're doing our job here.
Yeah, and just get to know your mates for who they really are.
With that awesome discussion ticked off, Brody, it's time for...
Oh, thank God, that's over.
Talking about real stuff. Now, I've got something special for you that I prepared today.
Oh, thanks.
One of the things you love the most, arguably. We're going to play another game to finish this podcast off.
Oh, yes.
And it's a game that I like to call... Fake Book Marketplace. One of the best introductions I think we've ever come up with.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. Slap it a bass.
So, Brody, if you don't remember, if you haven't listened into that episode or you don't remember how this game works, this is a game called Fake Book Marketplace, where I've scoured local marketplace advertisements on Facebook. It's a little service you can use called Facebook Marketplace. I use it a lot.
Have you listed something on Facebook Marketplace?
Have I?
Yeah.
I think I have a few things, yeah.
I swear it was weird. I was on it actually yesterday. Just happened to press it.
Yeah.
You're looking for new equipment. And it sort of listed, it was like friends that have listed items.
I don't like that. There are actually, have you posted anything on Facebook Marketplace?
No.
There is an option when you do it to whether or not your friends can see it. And I didn't quite know what that meant, but so you can see what your friends are selling.
I can see that you've listed things. I don't know if
really?
I can see. Yeah, I'll check it later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely have sold a few things. I'm trying to think about what I've sold. Just like house stuff for recollection. I use it all the time. As you're saying, I've used like pretty much all of our podcasting equipment came from Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. It's on a shoestring budget.
And we are going to add some more to the collection soon.
Sponsor us.
Which is exciting. Subliminal message. Sponsor. But no, I've scoured Facebook Marketplace and I've got some items that are real
yep.
and some items that are fake.
Hit me.
And so I'm going to read them out to you. I need you to tell me if you think they are real or if they are fake.
Okay. And I just want to clarify this one, because last time we agreed that if I got majority of, yeah, if I got majority right.
Yes.
Then I would have won one of the items.
If you can get 4 out of 6, is what I'm going to say. I've got 6 items for you. If you can get 4 out of 6,
yep,
then you can get one of the items.
That's what you said last time, but I'm still waiting for the gimbal.
No, you didn't choose the gimbal. You chose the fart gun.
And you still didn't get
it. I still haven't got that. I did miss the bid on Facebook Marketplace.
Either way.
All right. So.
Yeah.
First item, Brody. The first item is called a fajura. And then in brackets it says Slovakian overtone flute. $400.
$400?
$400.
Jesus. Where's it from?
Slovakia.
So if you were to buy it, you would write them a check?
What?
A check of Slovakia. sorry. That is real.
That is real. Well done, Brody. Yes, the Slovakian overtone flute is a real item on Facebook Marketplace.
I want that one.
In Speedwood. You want that one? Okay. $400. Great. Yeah,
learn to play it.
Next item, Brody.
Yep.
Item number 2. Porcelain doll, Harriet, 1992-haunted.
Now I want that one. I reckon that's fake.
It's a real item.
No way. You can't sell something haunted. Item. That's not okay.
Small amount of wear on both shoes. boxes in rough shape. No, damn. Fair enough. Yeah,
yeah, obviously. It's because it breaks out every night.
Ah, so
why.
One for one, Brody. Interesting. God.
Can I see a photo of it?
You sure can. It looks like...
Oh, God. Okay, I shouldn't have asked that.
It's only $35, so we definitely could have a haunted doll in the studio.
I'll pass. I got it wrong, so that should be the rule. I don't want that ever. I'm not going to sleep for a week.
Right. Oh, God, I've actually exited the page. Hold on. No. There we go.
Come on, man.
All right, item 3.
Mm-hmm.
The description just says, slightly used coffin.
Wasn't there a coffin last time? There was there? A coffin last time, I reckon.
I don't remember, actually.
Slightly used.
Slightly used coffin.
fake.
It is fake, yes. Well done. So that's 2 for 3 so far.
Yep.
It is a fake item, the slightly used coffin. Well done.
Unbelievable. Can't be slightly used, can it? It has to be fully used.
I don't think you can ever slightly use a coffin, unless you're using it for a different purpose beforehand, which is what I might have guessed, but it's not a real item, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. Well done, though. You did stump me a little bit.
I know. It took you a moment there. Okay.
What's next?
Number 4. I'm just going to give you the title for this one. Real skull light display.
Light display.
Light display.
A
skull light display. $140.
True.
It is fake.
You threw the price in there at the end. Which
I know, I know. I thought I'd get you there. It is a fake item.
Damn it. Got me. Hold on.
We've got 2 more. And so far, you got 2 right. So you have to get 1 of the next 2.
You said I needed 4 out of 6.
I did, didn't I? You have to get the next 2 right.
Shouldn't have said anything. I'm an idiot.
For $10.
Yep.
Strange dog tags for a cat named Emily.
Oh, real.
It is real.
Yes.
I don't understand why the cat needs dog tags, why they're strange. Well, yeah, there's a lot of questions for it. But yeah, $10, a reasonable price.
Still siding towards the $400 Peruvian flute that we had before. What was it? Slovakian, whatever.
And finally,
yep.
Item 6, $65. I'm just going to read the description for you. which would actually be quite difficult.
Yep.
Mystery mirror / read description / no returns and then 4 exclamation marks.
That's real.
It is real. This is actually one I've taken from international Facebook Marketplace. Would you like to hear the description?
I didn't know that was a thing, but yeah.
The description says, "We think it's haunted. Approximately 5 foot by 2 foot, full length. Vintage from the 1950s.
I think it's haunted. How can the mirror be haunted?
I don't know.
I think the house is haunted.
You see this mirror.
Oh my God.
It doesn't look that haunted. Unfortunately, that is an item you cannot choose to buy.
Why?
Which, because it is in somewhere that we can't order from. But you have the choice between the dog tags, the haunted doll, or the Slovakian overtone flute. Very large and requires large hands to play. It looks incredible, to be fair.
Yeah, I've got big hands. I'm going to go with the... I don't want any of these. I don't want Brody the dog tags. I know you're not going to buy me the Peruvian flute.
I'm probably not going to buy the Slovakian overtone flute.
Whatever. And there is no way in hell that I want the haunted doll.
So
unless
saying,
the haunted doll lives at your house.
No.
I want the haunted doll, but no, I want it at your house.
Your
bedroom.
I refuse to buy a haunted doll at my house. Which means it's a one of those special versions of the game where there is no prize.
The only version of the game so far. Or can I look for an item on Facebook Marketplace that I want you to buy?
Yeah, that sounds good. Great. We can talk about it next episode.
Sounds good.
And that has been another game of...
Oh, the big build-up again.
I love the big build-up. Fake Book Marketplace. We've come to the end of our show. We never really know how to end our show. We just sort of, we sit there and we talk and we try to figure out how to do it. And we never decide who
sums
is the person.
Sums up our podcast pretty well, doesn't it? We don't know what we're doing. We just sit there and talk and something happens.
Again, help. We're putting up a hand, we're asking for help. But well, the other thing we do is that we never really know who's going to lead us in the ending and who's going to talk when.
Yeah.
So I thought to change that a little bit, let's decide who's going to end the podcast today.
How?
The ancient art of scissors, paper,
boxing.
Rock.
Oh, sorry.
Boxing. No. So what's going to happen? I reckon we, because it's a verbal podcast.
So what is it? Scissors, paper, rock.
The paper, rock.
Yeah.
I'll count to three and you have to say which one you're throwing, scissors, paper or rock. The winner of our one round game, scissors, paper, rock, is the one that gets to close off the podcast and you will turn off your mic and just have to listen. All right. On the count of three. Ready?
Yep.
One, two, three. Rock.
I almost forgot to say it and I was like,
hang on. What is that? Yeah.
Whew.
Rock and rock.
Rock and roll, maybe. Here we go. One.
Two.
Three.
Well, hold on. Why did you start from one now?
Didn't you start from one last time?
Okay, let's start from one. Ready? One, two, three. Paper. Rock.
Yes.
No.
And I'll reach over now.
Oh, no. See, everyone. This is me getting unplugged.
Super easily. There you go. You're done. That took way too long to unplug your microphone, but... That does bring us to the end of the show. No more Monty for the end of this. It's probably the best that the podcast has sounded in quite some time. You're done, mate. Please be quiet. Thank you. And we do want to end the show. We did cover topics around asking for help and checking in. And so on that note, I want you to keep in mind and remember a couple of phone numbers here for if you do need to ask for help. So Lifeline Australia, 13 11 14. Kids Helpline as well, 1-800-55-1800, and Beyond Blue as well, 1-300-22-4636. Check in on your mates, strengthen your relationships, go to Facebook Marketplace, check out the prize that I'm going to win next week. And if you want to have a go at the Sydney Morning Herald quiz, be our guest because we get nothing from it, so... That's it. That's the show. And thanks for listening. See you next week.